Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely Jim Jones.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. We're having a great visit with our new friend, John Bly. John's going to become an old friend, though, folks, because he has a lot to teach us. He's a founder and the managing partner of the CPA firm, LB&A, out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and their approach to helping clients is very 21st century, and I'm very proud of what they're doing because they're helping their customers with real world, their small business customers with real world situations about where they're going, not so much about getting hung up on where they've been. And so, John, congratulations on that again. You want to give us a website, please?
Sure. It's www.lba-cpa.com. And appreciate you having me on.
All right, so folks, check that out. Hey, John, in the last segment, we were talking about the future for any small business. Where are they going? And you brought up the point that they need to decide: am I going to be a lifestyle business, or am I going to sell out in 5 years, or pass it on to my children, or retire in the business? Those are critical questions. That and the answer to which tells you where you should seek your capital, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. Because if you're looking to, go public, or you're looking to, which rarely ever happens, or if you're looking to, if you're looking to grow significantly, if you're looking to do 5 or 6 acquisitions over the next 10 years, you're going to have to find a source of capital that's going to allow you to do those acquisitions, and that might not be your small business, local credit union. It might be something different. And so you've got to be really strategic about what you want to do and who you align yourself with over time.
Yeah, it always concerns me when there's not as much emphasis today as there used to be, but there was a time when every small business owner I talked about wanted to get funding. I've tried my best to talk them down off that ledge as much as possible. But I brought up the concept of bank. I said, if you're going to keep your business for a while, if you plan on you have an indefinite exit strategy, I'll call it that way, you need to find a good bank, don't you? And do you help your clients with that?
We do, actually. We try to regularly meet with a couple bankers every month just so we can build relationships for our clients. Every bank doesn't fit every business. There are banks that are really great in certain industries, and there's banks that won't touch that industry. And there's also different sizes. There's bankers who deal with businesses that are really small, and there's bankers that deal with businesses that are over 50 million, and everywhere in between. And so you've got to find the right banker. You have to find the right relationship and the right bank. And sometimes that's just a rapport type thing where you've built a relationship over time with the banker. And the thing is, if you have the right banker who believes in your business, they go to bat for you. I mean, they go, and have a discussion with their credit folks, and they're pushing and saying, this is a good business owner, here's why. Every time I ask them for something, they produce. Every time they say that they're going to do something, they follow up and they hit it every time. I mean, we're going to take a chance on this business, and here's why.
Well, John, I would like to make a plug for some people that I believe in. And I'd like to ask you to, if you're not already doing it, and even if you are doing it, to redouble your efforts. And that is, make sure that every small business that you deal with has a relationship with a community bank. At least one of their banking relationships is with a community bank. What do you think about that?
I think they're great. I think especially for the small businesses, the community banks and the local banks are positioned in a strong way. I mean, community banks are trying to give back in the community. So at least in Charlotte, the community banks are very strong and very open to small businesses.
Well, the main reason is I polled community bankers all the time. And I've never had one of them to tell me that they use credit scoring to make the final decision about a loan the way the big companies do, the way the big banks do. And that's one thing I like about it. It is true relationship banking. And if there's one thing a small business needs when they're trying to develop a capital strategy in the early days of their business, they need somebody who they need a relationship with a banker. What do you think?
They do. And, you know, your point about not checking just the credit scores is true because, you know, the beauty of a lot of the community banks is that the underwriters are right there, too. Whereas if you pick some of the big banks, you might be dealing with a banker in Charlotte who goes through underwriting in Philly and the final decision made in Chicago. That's because
that's where the computer is.
That's right. And it's very different. Whereas the community banks, a lot of times you can meet the underwriter. And so you can actually have a relationship not just with your banker, but the underwriter, too. And that's a really strong...
And then we bring in the big banks later on when we need to take out the little bank because we've grown so much. You've seen it where your client outgrows the little bank, the local bank. And then that's when you bring in the big banks, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen it on a number of occasions where, you know, the loan gets too big for a small community bank and they want to, and you know, and they're honest. That's the beauty of the community banks. Yep. They're honest about it.
Absolutely. Hey, John, give us your website again, please.
It's www.lba-cpa.com.
Will you come back another day? We've you got a lot more to teach us.
Absolutely. Love to, Jim.
Enjoyed having you here. John Bly, ladies and gentlemen, check that website out. That's not your grandfather's CPA website. We'll get John back another day. I got to take a quick break right now. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.